Thank you for joining us to hear Brother Tommy Ledford and Brother David Clark with The Truth Ministries on the air every Sunday morning at 8:30 here on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB. Follow them on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you'll find information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points.
All right, Luke, St. Luke, 21st chapter. We're going to start with the 6th verse. I thank the Lord for the opportunity tonight to be able to share the word. Amen. As for these things which ye behold, the days will come in which there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And they asked him, saying, Master, but when shall these things be? And what signs will there be when these things shall come to pass? And he said, Take heed that ye be not deceived. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near. Go ye not after them. But when ye shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass. But the end is not by and by. Then said he unto them, Nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines, and pestilence, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven, but before all these things shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, deliver you up to the synagogue, into the prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake, and it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what ye shall answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversities shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed both by parent and brethren and kin, parents and brethren and kinsfolk and friends. Then some of you shall they cause to be put to death, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not an hair on your head perish. In your patience possess ye your soul. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with arms, then know that the desolation therefore is nigh. Then let them that are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter thereinto. And for these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, and them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people. And they shall fall to the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, and upon the earth and distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves are roaring, men's heart fell in them from fear of looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the power of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. You know, I think we'll just stop there. It tells a lot more, but I won't be able to get into tonight. Amen. But as he tells us, when he starts saying there's not going to be one stone that's not going to be thrown down, that it's all going to be thrown down. All the beautiful things that they made, the temple over there and all that, it's going to be destroyed. Amen. You know, the Lord told us in the beginning, amen. You know, when he created man, and they went about and they started doing wickedly, amen, and it come before him, and then he was going to destroy the earth with water, amen, and he came and he destroyed that earth with water, amen, and then he put a bow in the sky to tell us he would not destroy it with water anymore, amen, but there'd be a fire, amen, that's going to burn everything, amen, that it's going to burn every element thereof, amen. It said it's going to burn every root and branch, amen. Everything's going to vanish away, amen, and the elements thereof. Some people think that he's going to burn it off, amen, like they burn off a pasture. No, let me tell you something, amen, it's going to burn up. It's going not leave nothing, amen. He's going to burn dirt that day, amen. It said root or branch, amen. The roots is down in the ground. It's going to burn up, and all the elements thereof. The only way is to save ourselves, is to give our heart and lives unto Jesus. Amen. This is the time and the day. Amen. We don't have to wait for all these things to come to pass. Amen. We better get busy about it, because we see those things coming to pass. Amen. But you know, he's been merciful through all the things that I've seen. Amen. Just in my time, it talked about the things in heaven and in earth and in the waters and all that. Amen. About the great earthquake we had, it wasn't but so many years ago we had earthquakes. Amen. Up there in Tennessee and places that never had earthquake before. Amen. I remember the great earthquake that was over there in California that destroyed freeways and killed people and all that. We ain't got to wait on any other thing like that. So far as that, it's being fulfilled. Amen. As he's showing things in the earth. Amen. It wasn't that long ago before the first time I ever heard about tsunami. Amen. Is when it wiped out, I believe it was Haiti. Amen. That it wiped out. I seen a picture of that island before it was wiped out. And then I seen one after it. I'm telling you what, it took it all. Amen. And there was things going on there. And there was testimonies. Amen. And there was shown yet mercies. Amen. What God did do. Amen. I could go into some things, but I'm not going to go there tonight. Amen. And they say, well, it's when the plate shifted in the ocean and it caused this and that and the other. Well, it's kind of like they say there was a big bang. Oh, well, let me tell you how that works. Amen. If there was a big bang, God said bang, and then it happened. Amen. You know, as what it caused, the shifting of the earth under the sea or whatever. Amen. I know who holds the world in the palm of his hand. Amen. They say it was because of the shift. Oh, well, praise God, I know who shifted it. Amen. There's not one sparrow falling to the ground without my Father knowing. Amen. He's cracked and mold and fixed things. Amen. And I can see the wondrous works. Amen. Of my God. Amen. But how people fall so far away from him. Amen. So far away from the Word of God, or what they even call a Christian today. Amen. It's so watered down. You don't hardly hear anybody preaching about sanctification no more. They can't get people saved. But everybody's supposed to be saved. Amen. But they go around going against the Word of God. Let me tell you something. We ought not be, but we ought to be following after this. Amen. Them disciples want to know, when would this time come? You know what? It's not up to us about what day. He said we wouldn't know. Amen. The day. He said not even angels in heaven know, but the Father only. Amen. We've had had some come into the earth and say, oh, they knew today, amen, all these people sold all their lands and houses and all that to go tell everybody in the world that it was coming in on a certain day. Amen. A young lady asked me, knowing I was a preacher, I said, what you think about this? I said, I think they've been smoking something. Amen. Because nobody knows the day nor the hour. Amen. That the Son of Man, that he's going to come, or the Father's going to tell him, I'll go down there and get my children. Amen.
Amen.
Nobody knows that but the Father.
Amen.
Amen. I don't care what kind of state it was. And you know, finding out about that man, he prophesied about that thing sometime before. You know what I know about what happened there, what the Bible says? It said, let no man deceive you by any means. Amen. We've got to prove this thing out. Praise God. We've got to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a word we not need to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. We can't let somebody else hear us wrong. Amen. Because the Bible said, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
Right.
It didn't say work out anybody else, or somebody's going to work it out for you.
Amen.
Amen. You got to work it out for yourself. How can we work it out? Amen. We got instructions. Amen. About what it's going to be. Amen. He tells us about what our prophecy is going to be. Amen. Oh, what a false prophet is. Amen. He tells us about a wolf in sheep's clothing. Some people say, well, how do you know? Praise God, if you're in that book and you know what a Christian looks like, because it tells you all the characteristics of a Christian. Amen. And I can tell you, amen, in times past, hunters would put on hides and things to look like the deer to get out there close to them or whatever. Amen. And when I think about that wolves and sheep's clothing, amen, you might put on, praise God, outward appearance that you seem to be all righteous and everything. Amen. But you're laying down wolf tracks. Amen. Putting wolf tracks down.
Amen.
You say, what do you mean? Amen. The Bible said, be sure your sins will find you out. Amen. You might think, you might try to be like a sheep. Amen. But it's going to show up if you're a wolf. Amen. It's going to show up. Amen. If you're a goat. Amen. Because a goat will beg and he'll bleat. Amen. And that's what people's going to be doing. At the end, there's going to be many false prophets out there today leading people astray, leading them wrong. This prosperity preaching. Amen. Like that Joel Osteen and all that. He needs to get fixed. Amen. He needs to repent and get saved. Amen. And those people that are following him need to read the book. Amen. And I'm not talking about a comic book or some other kind of thing they've got. They need to get on down to the Word of God.
Yes.
Now I believe. Now they'll say, well, you want them legalists. Well, praise God. Jesus was a legalist, so I want to be like him. Amen.
Yeah.
So I must be. Amen.
Amen.
But I believe this old King James Version. I believe the old King James Version to be the closest to the original translation in the English language. Amen. I don't want to take none from it. Revelation said, amen, if you take from it, you're part of the book of life, and that part of that holy city will be taken from you, and if you add to it, the plagues of this book will be added unto you. Amen. He said there'll be fearful sights. Amen. And men's heart filled them from fear of the things that's coming upon them. It wasn't that long ago, amen, they was trying to make clones. Amen. The rich men would have liked that. Amen. There's something wear out, go to closet and get a piece off that clone, I reckon. Amen. Or get it put on or added to or whatever. Amen. But I can tell you, amen, when they start denying of the creator, of the very one, they're worshiping the creation now more than they are the creator. Amen. You're talking about people against you. If we're just talking about tonight, just here in the United States, there's an association out there that's just against Christian people. And about, I forget the name or the letters of them. Amen. If you put up anything to do with a Christian flag, amen, they'll want to throw a big rally. I'll take it down. Those are the same ones. They're taking the commandments at the courthouses. Amen. And the same ones, but they'll have to answer to that one day.
That's right.
I don't remember what the lady's name is. Y'all pardon me for not remembering. I'm getting old. Amen. But the lady who pressed on to take prayer out of schools.
Right.
She took prayer out of, got prayer taken out of schools, or at least the most of them. Amen. But if y'all find out, study about her and what happened to her and what parts that they found of her. Amen. And it reminds me of that Jezebel. Amen. And what happened to her. And some people think, oh, now he's going to talk about women doing this and that and the other. Yeah, I reckon I am. Amen. Because I can tell you that the Lord had made man first. Then he made woman. Amen. And he didn't make a woman to rule over a man. And that's what they're doing today. Have you ever seen it? As rapid as it is today. Oh, but some people hear me and call me one of them male chauvinists. No, praise God. I just want my woman to be feminine.
Right.
Praise the Lord, I want her to be a woman.
Yes.
Praise the Lord, she want me to be a man. That's what the problem with today.
Right.
They ain't got no man with no backbone.
Right.
Amen. God asked the wife this, stay-at-home dads and all that kind of stuff, and the woman telling what's going on. Amen. And all that, that's just backwards from what God said.
Absolutely. What's right is wrong. Yeah. Wrong is right.
They're giving good for evil and evil for good.
Amen.
And they're wanting to claim it in the name of the Lord. Amen. There's so many Bibles out there today. Amen. If somebody read all them Bibles, they would just, I believe it just make them go crazy anyway. Amen. It's all lived this way and that way. Look, there's only one way, and that's through Jesus Christ. Amen. There's only one way. Look, we ain't got to look around about all the commotions. They've been commotions. Amen. There have been a kingdom against kingdom. Amen. Even, you know, Israel was taken away and there was no ruler there for some time, but it was established again. Amen. I believe it was in 1948. Amen. And there's no other place in the world that's ever done that, that they had, amen, their authority and all that stripped from them, that they would come back in power. Let me tell you something. He came to his own. His own received him not, but as many as would receive him, he give them the power to become the sons of God. Amen. Now look, our clock is not by the United States. Amen. It's by Jerusalem over there. It's by that. Amen. And God's people. But I can tell you, amen, the things that's happened here in this world is things that I can testify of.
Amen.
Now look. Even over there in other countries now, we've got people that went over there and they've given their lives. Amen. Preaching the gospel. Amen. They're giving up lives in the jungles and everywhere else. Amen. And I've seen, amen, where they hung them from a bridge. Amen. Because they would not come down from the name of Jesus Christ. And you know what? That's what people's trying to get you to do today, a little by little. See, back when I was coming up, homosexuality, you know, they want me to say that because that's politically correct. Now, homosexuality, amen, it wasn't accepted and all that, and they would try to hide those things, amen, but then it just kept on coming out, amen, and coming out, and then you had somebody that was in power. Amen. And their children was like that. Amen. And then they wanted to try to blame it on God that they was born that way. No, we was made in God's image. Amen. And you know what? Some people said that we was born with sin. No, we wasn't. We wasn't born with sin. We was born just the way God made us. Amen. And you know what? We didn't know sin. Amen. Until we come unto the knowledge of it. For him to know it, to do good and do it or not, it's him.
Yes.
It's sin unto him.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, praise the Lord. God don't make junk. God made it just like he did, but people, you know, have gone about, amen, and they're denying the very one that's created them, the very one that's brought them. You know, praise God, I ain't got to preach tonight, amen, about what the Lord's already done, because he's already made a way. We're not waiting for another way. Amen. We're not waiting like the children were back yonder, waiting for a deliverer to come. A deliverer's already come.
Amen. And you know what? He's coming back. And he's coming back for people that's ready.
Amen.
Amen. He's coming back, and he's coming back for a bride. Amen.
Amen.
He ain't coming back for a harlot. He's coming back for a bride. He's coming back for them ones. Amen. That's made their robes white in the blood of the Lamb. He's coming back. Amen. For a chaste of virgin. Amen. Those ones that would give themselves totally and holy. The ones that have been sitting and watching and been waiting. Amen. They had all in their lamps. Amen. They're ready to trim them. Amen. When the Lord calls. Amen. Because the Lord's going to come when man thinketh not.
That's right.
Now look. They said, when we know these times, he's in, you know, one place. He told them, you know, that he told the hypocrites, he said, thou hypocrites, young to discern the face of the sky. You know, you'll say, oh, it's fair weather if the sky is red in the evening, or if it's in the morning, it's going to be rough and all this. He said, you hypocrites, you need to discern the face of the sky, but not the signs of the time. But let me tell you something. I do not know the day nor the hour.
Amen.
But I can tell you it's coming into the season.
Yeah.
Amen. I know when spring starts coming on. Amen. Because them trees start budding out. Amen. The grass starts growing and all that. Amen. I can tell it. You know this thing that's happened to us here. Amen. About this COVID. I'm 19. Amen. And we've all got to stay so far away from one another. Amen. I can tell you it's just a start. What it's going to be. This is just the beginning. Amen. Of what the things are going to be. That ain't far from martial law. Amen. And you know, praise God, I believe that President Trump is trying to do his best and doing all that. Amen. But there's nothing that's going to change the word of God. Amen. It's coming. Amen. It's coming. And I can tell you that there's people that's trying to suit you up for it, and they don't even know. Amen. About that beast. Amen. About the one in the, of the other beast that made you worship the first beast. Amen. I can tell you, you know, some people think, well, there ain't going to be nobody here to say, well, I can tell you this. Amen. The Bible tells you, amen, that it was commanded him not to touch any green thing or any man that had the seal of God. Amen. And I can tell you, it was told them locusts, amen, that had power to sting men, as scorpions do. Amen. It was commanded them not to touch them.
That's right.
Let me tell you something. Everybody got worried about all this thing. Now let me tell you something. I believe it's something being concerned about. I believe God's always give warning before destruction. Amen. He's always give warning.
Yes.
You know what? He let Noah tell them, preach them 120 years. And they paid him not a bit of mind. Amen. He built a humongous ship. Amen. You could say an ark up for all those animals. What a miracle. Praise God. First of all, he didn't even have a chainsaw. Praise God. And he built this thing. Never did, but you know, praise God, he built it like God said. God sealed it, God fixed it, and he made it float. Now if we just went by what a word said in the natural part about what he had, amen, let me tell you something, it wouldn't have floated itself by itself, amen, much less that kind of weight in it, amen, it would have broke apart in pieces, amen, it was a football field and a half long, amen, 75 foot wide, amen. Some people's got it pictured. Amen. It had a porch. Amen. And all that stuff on it. It said it was pitch within and without. Amen. You couldn't get up on the side of it. You couldn't ride on the outside of it. Amen. But praise God. I know a priest to them people. And you know what? There was only 8 souls saved. Amen. Out of all those people. When he preached to them, it was going to rain. They never seen rain. You know what? Without faith. Amen. You're in bad shape anyway.
Yeah.
Without faith, we got to have faith.
Yeah.
Amen. And without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Amen.
And he's given every man a measure of faith. Amen. But you know, they didn't work that. Amen. And they went on giving in marriage and doing all that until the day that Noah entered into that ark. Amen. But I can tell you, he didn't have elephants closing the door. Amen. God closed that door. And when he closed that door, he sealed that door. I don't believe they had the bell or no water or anything. Amen. He closed that door. And praise God, couldn't nobody open it then. Amen. And when it went to raining, and I imagine when it was going over all the earth, amen, because it had just watered everything from the dew from the ground before. But when it started getting ankle deep everywhere, amen, there was people trying to get in that ark, get on that ark, beat on the side. I imagine there was claw marks on the side of that ark, of them trying to get in and saying, Noah, open unto us. But it was too late.
Amen.
It was too late. He said it would be like the days of Noah.
Amen.
As few as 8 souls saved. You know what? We've got it. We got 331, over 331 million people in the United States alone.
Amen.
And I can tell you that only just a little bit's going to go. Amen. The Bible says, if the righteous scarcely be saved, where will the sinner and the ungodly appear? And the people will tell you, man, we've got, you know, in this area, we're not short on having churches. Amen. They've got all kind of churches and this and that and the other. But not everybody's got the God of heaven. Amen. Somebody's serving a God, all right. But it ain't the God of heaven. He said that he wouldn't have, he's a jealous God, and he would have no other gods before him or anything else. And I can tell you, people's made themselves gods.
Yes.
And then they've got somebody to tell them it's okay. I can tell you now that he's the same today, yesterday, and forever, and he changes not.
Amen.
The things that we have seen in this world, you know, praise God, I can just tell you what happened just here around home in Florida, in the United States, amen, as the signs of the times, and he talking about the pestilence and things. Amen, we've had things tear up crops, and we've had different things. We've had the Nile disease from mosquitoes. Amen, we've had it to kill people, this and that and the other. Amen, we've had, you know, just things come over from other countries and all. I like this COVID-19, but way worse, amen. But now people wanted this and that and the other. You know, here in Florida, amen, we got a species of fish, amen, that's really poisoned, that's killing reefs and things. Amen, our bees are disappearing. All those things are happening, amen. The Everglades has took over by them big old pythons and everything else. Amen, you can't find a possum or a rabbit nowhere around. Amen. They're so big the gators can't even eat them. Amen. They'll tussle with one another. Amen. Until they wear out. Amen. Some snakes can overtake them smaller gators. And I reckon if there's a big enough gator to catch him small enough, he might have a chance. Amen. Those things are taking over. Not only those things, amen, but the lizards. Amen. And all those things has been turned loose. And people's not paying attention. Oh, it's just the hurricane's fault. No, it's the signs of the last time.
That's
right.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've got them all them fish up yonder in the Mississippi River now. Amen. Up there, closer up north, them carp, you know, them Asian carp. Them Asian carp. They're just eating out everything that our natural fish have. Amen. And they're taking over. You can't run down the river without them jumping in the boat. Amen. They knock you out of the boat. Amen. And the fish ain't all that good for anything. They're trying to make a use for them and this, that, and the other. But things ain't going to be like they were before. It's a changing, amen. It's a changing. It's a rapid change. There's things that's happening in this world. Amen. It won't never happen again because it'll be the last time it happens. Amen. Things ain't nothing like they used to be when I was a child. But these things, you know, like the homosexuality, you know, people have started, you know, who were against it one time, have started accepting it.
Yeah.
You know, it starts creeping in a little bit at a time. Amen. They start accepting it. And, you know, then they say it's alternate lifestyle. I say it's abominable lifestyle.